proclamation number 8465 dated the April 12, 1963. Why is the information about the process of return not known? If only you would always take the path to me, you would be helped in every adversity and distress, be it spiritually or earthly, you would be looked after such that it will benefit your soul, for only pure truth is beneficial. I have not imposed any restrictions on you, and if you want to increase your spiritual knowledge, I shall always be willing to instruct you. You want to know why information is revealed to you now of which you have had little or no knowledge so far. I want to give you the reason for this. Time and again there have been people whose spiritual state enabled them to be introduced to the most profound mysteries of creation, and who thus also knew about the very first beginning of creation, about the apostasy from me and about my eternal plan of salvation. But such knowledge could never be passed on to other people as long as their state of maturity was lower than those who had received it from me. Its profundity would never have been understood, and had people merely adopted it literally, their intellect would have caused them to reject it as the fantasy of a dreamer, since an unenlightened spirit would not have been able to grasp it. And so, at the time of my life on earth, people still had a very low spiritual level too, because they were still completely under the control of my adversary, who had been the cause of the immense spiritual darkness. Consequently, there were only a few people whom I could instruct about such mysteries of creation, and even their difficulty in understanding it because they were still burdened by the original sin, and this meant that their power of perception was inadequate. They certainly questioned me time and again, but I could only refer them to the enlightenment of their spirit after my crucifixion, after the act of salvation, which lifted the dense darkness from those who loved me. Hence they gradually came to understand what I had taught them, but they would not have been able to pass the knowledge on for the very reason that their fellow human beings, whose spirit was not yet awakened, would not have been able to comprehend it. Since this knowledge, i.e., the enlightened spirit, was only the result of a right way of life, of the fulfillment of the commandments of love which I had taught people as a matter of priority, people first had to be motivated to fulfill my commandments of love. Furthermore, you should also know that I gave my disciples the task of writing everything down for future generations. For even they were still unable to understand the most profound wisdom and therefore only adhere to my instruction to proclaim what I had said to the people who followed me, who regarded me as a prophet and expected miracles or the healing of their every affliction from me, who drew comfort and strength from my words, and whose faith in the one and only God I was able to strengthen because they were of good will. But there were only a few who wanted to learn more, and they were more motivated by their intellect than their heart to ask about things which only I was able to answer. They certainly accepted the explanations, but they did not leave a deeper impression on them apart from a few whose hearts were very willing to love and who recognized me as their God and Creator. The fact that they were initiated by me and very happy about such knowledge need not be mentioned, but it always just remained pleasing spiritual knowledge for those followers whom I instructed myself. However, it did not get passed on to their fellow human beings or their descendants, since they were unable to understand it, and therefore such discussions were not mentioned by my disciples either. Besides, such knowledge about the very first beginning and ultimate goal of all creation was not necessary for people and indeed not always beneficial. Had they been informed of it as dogma, it could have, to some extent, compelled people's will, who, if they had faith, would have considered their development until the human stage with a shudder and would have felt unfree or unable to muster love for a god whose plan would have been totally incomprehensible to them. But where it was possible for me to transmit divine revelations to Earth, this knowledge was given to people as well. And the proximity of the end explains why clear information about this is always given, because people cannot be reminded strongly enough of their responsibility now, for the act of a new banishment is at stake, which only takes place at the end of a period of salvation and is extremely significant for all ascending souls. Prior to this, souls who had failed to reach maturity on Earth still had the opportunity in the kingdom of the beyond to reach full maturity. But at the end of a period of salvation, this opportunity no longer exists. Then the most appalling event occurs, whereby the souls will be disintegrated into individual particles and be banished into hard matter again. What would now be more reasonable than me informing you humans about the fate that awaits you if you fail? You are also able to pass your test of earthly life without any knowledge if you lived with love. But when love has grown cold, so that failure is inevitable and the soul's fate is sealed with a new banishment, then I will use any means beforehand in order to disturb humanity. Then I will also make sure that people receive the information about the great plan of creation, even though the success is nothing more than that people will listen with incredulity to such information and far more will reject than accept it. But I also know the will of individual people, and therefore I also know who will not reject this knowledge and who will draw the consequences from it, and truly, they will receive it from me, just as I have always guided those into truth, into profound spiritual knowledge, who desired it into their hearts and through a life of love were also receptive to it. For you should also recognize a God of love, wisdom and might in every happening that you experience, and you should trust me and always call upon my help, because the hardship will still be considerable before the end, yet anyone who perseveres will be blessed. Amen.